6:50 a.m. Joe, a Republican in Davidson County, has a question for us. Good morning, Joe. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Michael. Doing very well. I appreciate your program. I wanted to ask, I'm contemplating my vote in this election, and I'm a longtime conservative, longtime voted Republican for years and years. But I wanted your advice. Is it more effective? Which one is more effective? For me to just declare Republican and vote in the primary, which will take like 5 seconds, or to declare Democratic and then select the most palatable candidates among that group to try to elect? What would you suggest?
Joe, that's a great question. And let me just follow up one element before we give you an answer. And Clint has a very good idea about this. But let me ask you this, and I'll have Clint weigh in. In your district, is there a board of election seat up this time?
No, there's not.
A board of education. There's not. Okay. Clint, so, your thoughts?
Yeah, actually, that to be honest, Michael, the only – yes, there is. There is a school board spot. The only race that I would be concerned about if I switched over would be I wouldn't be able to vote in the Republican primary for school board position.
Okay, gotcha. Clint, your thoughts?
Well, now, Joe, you don't want to run for Congress, do you?
No, I don't.
Okay. All right. Well, that was going to shape my advice to you if you wanted to. Apparently, they're watching those things these days. I've heard, yeah. Right, Mike?
They are.
I would say to you, they've made these elections partisan, and if you are a partisan, if you are a Republican, vote Republican. I mean, participate in the system. Here's the interesting thing. So, the thing that underperforms and doesn't perform the most in Davidson County is the school system. I mean, it's the single worst part of metropolitan government in the city in terms of the results it gets, in terms of the job it does for children. Recently, I guess garbage collection might be up there too. But long term, the school system has failed repeatedly for decades. They've made these partisan elections. So, I say participate in them and vote for Republicans. I mean, really, you're talking about school board members. They're where the rubber meets the road. That's the biggest problem this city has is its public education system. So, if Democrats are going to continue to control the public education system, then they're going to now get the credit for the failure, right? So if they win, then it's on them to fix it as Democrats. In the past, this has been kind of gray. We mentioned Councilman Glover earlier, former Councilman Glover. He once sat on the school board. Now, he was conservative, in air quotes, but he was not on paper a Republican. So now we're going to be able to say, okay, well, Democrats, you've had control of the school board for 2 years, 5 years, 10 years. You haven't made any progress. If we continue this process, maybe Republicans will get a turn. And so I'd say to you, vote in the Republican primary.
And Joe, let me, you asked for my advice. And so it's worth, it's worth what you're paying for it. But I agree with Clint in this, especially since there is a contested Board of Education seat there. And you will have the opportunity to vote for a Republican in the primary. So I would say go ahead and vote in that primary. That's very important. But the second thing that I would say, I know what you're hinting at, which is, well, all of the races, in all the other races, there's no Republican candidate. There are a whole bunch of Democrats. They range from bad to very, very, very bad. And so you're thinking, well, wouldn't it be better to vote for bad versus very, very, very bad? I'm going to suggest an alternative for you, Joe. And the failure here, let's be blunt and honest, you can't win a race if you don't show up. And the Davidson County Republican Party has failed miserably by not mounting candidates, not getting candidates to run for this race. In particular, the most egregious example of that is the race for district attorney, where you have Glenn Funk, who I would say is center-left, let's say, right? And then you have other candidates out there that are George Soros-backed, left. Okay? Now, either one of those is bad. It's just a question of degree. But the worst dereliction of duty, and I'm just going to say this to our friends at the Davidson County Republican Party, where, by the way, I'm emceeing their debate in May of the TN5 candidates, but They failed in finding good candidates to run for district attorney in virtually every other seat. And that is a failure of the Davidson County Republican Party. So my suggestion to you, Joe, would be vote in the Republican Party and then go down the street and go to the very next Davidson County Republican Party committee and say, we got to change this. We have got to run a full slate of candidates for every office in metro elections. That would be my advice to you, Joe.
Well, thank you very much. That makes, because actually, I was, when I called, I was really leaning toward voting Democratic because I thought it would have more impact. But given that explanation and the importance of the school board seat, I think I'll stick and vote Republican.
All right, Joe. Hey, thanks so much for thinking to call us on that important topic. Really appreciate it.
I appreciate it.
Well, Clint, we don't have.
I got to tell you, I think that's a great point you made about the Davidson County Republican Party.
Yeah.
I mean, it has not been.
Love them. They're our friends.
It's not been well run for a while.
Well, you got to show up. You got to show up.
Where are the candidates on the ballot? Where are they?
And really, I mean, it's go out and if you're the. And Jim Garrett's a friend of ours, the chairman of the party, but. You know, go out and find an attorney to run for district attorney. They should be on the ballot right now. And so I would say there's a need for a vigorous engagement by the Davidson County Republican Party. And come to the debate and sign up and help them. That's the debate that I'm going to be emceeing in May. Clint, what a delightful hour.
Fun.
Fun.
Probably got me in a lot of trouble.
This is what I live for. I live to get Clint Brewer in trouble with his friends. We'll see you next. Oh, I'm off next Thursday.
Uh-oh.
Grant Henry will be in here. I'll be on Amelia Island.
Have fun, Mike.
I will.
You've earned it.
All right, we'll be back with Roger Simon after this.